Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 838 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Nara, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Design Crowd. So, hey, if you're stuck on how to develop your logo or business cards or anything design related, you can check out Design Crowd. It's a website that has over 500,000 designers worldwide to help you crowdsource custom graphics. So, whether you're a dentist or an accountant, a photographer, DJ, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you are. You can get a perfect design or your money back. So you can check out designcrowd.com/askpat to download your free guide to crowdsourcing great stuff for your brand and get $100 off your next design. So that's designcrowd.com/askpat and enter the promo code askpat. All right, now here's today's question coming from Nara.
Hi, Pat. How do I create a podcast audio intro by myself? And also, I saw your podcast, like mini course, but there was really nothing speaking about the structure of your podcast. So I noticed that all podcasts in the beginning have a very specific type of intro that contains maybe specific information or whatnot. But you are like the best podcaster of all times. And if there's one person on planet Earth that should do a course on interviewing skills, like how to formulate questions, how to create the proper intro, like the actual content of a podcast, that person should be you. So if one day you consider creating a podcast course, I will totally buy it. And you should like 1,000% do it. Like you are the man. You are the man. But anyway, my question, sorry, going back to my question, is how do I create a beautiful podcast intro? And what are the main components and how can I do it by myself? Or do I actually have to outsource it? Thank you. And please do create that podcasting course, like proper on, you know, and include stuff on like interviewing style and planning the podcast, actually doing it, getting sponsorships, like the whole works. I think you're the man.
Hey, Nara, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it so much. And also just the thoughts about, you know, myself creating a podcasting course. And interestingly enough, I already have. It's actually something that I haven't mentioned because I've only beta tested it. And I created it like I created a lot of my other things. I tested it. I experimented. I wanted to see if this is actually something people wanted. So when I was on stage at one point earlier in the year, I pre-sold this and I had 160 plus students sign up for it. And so I built it and it is available later this year. I'm currently working with the beta students to work them through their podcast. And I talk about all the things that you mentioned. So the course already exists. It's just going to be open later in the year. And you can find that at powerupodcasting.com. Again, that's powerupodcasting.com. You know, it's really cool to have a lot of requests. This is why I decided to create it in the first place, even way back when. I've been having a lot of people ask me for a podcasting course, and courses are something that I'm into creating right now. And I've just realized the power of creating courses to serve an audience. And even though there are amazing courses out there and programs that I recommend, and I know other people can help as well, I still have had a ton of people ask me for a podcasting course, which is why I created one. So again, you can find that at poweruppodcasting.com. But I'm not here to sell that right now. It's not even for sale. I just wanted to mention it and let you know that it is coming. But in terms of a podcasting intro, you know, the first thing I would do is realize that your podcast is your podcast. You could do whatever you want with it. You can be as creative as you'd like, which is why in my intros, I have my voiceover guy because I choose to use a voiceover guy. You don't have to, but I do. And I have him read off a fun little random fact about me every single episode for Smart Passive Income. And that works really well for building a relationship, just being quirky. It's kind of who I am and my personality. I just love sharing little random facts about me like that. And, you know, it's something that people remember. So that works out really well for me. What I would do, Nara, and for everybody out there who wants to create a podcast, and this is what I recommend in the course, is to first listen to a bunch of podcast intros and determine what your style might be. Not obviously copying somebody else's, but checking out the different styles. Everybody does it in a different way, and you can adopt and get inspiration from all the other podcast intros that are out there. And you can also, through that research, find what you don't like and make sure you don't incorporate that into yours as well. Which ones sound great, which ones don't, and you can incorporate those things into yours as well. Now, technically speaking, how do you put it together? Well, you use an editing program such as GarageBand or Audacity, or maybe you use something like Adobe Audition, whatever it is, and you can take the different pieces of what would be included in an intro and put them in there so it sounds great. So that would be, for example, the music, if you have music, and make sure you use royalty-free music. Having voiceovers in there if you want a voiceover. It can be just simply your own voice too if you'd like that if you'd like that to be the case. And then also the actual introduction for an episode, so something that shares with people what it is they're about to listen to. You may also want to include the episode number just for record so people have an idea of which one they are listening to, and they can make sure they're listening to the one that they chose to listen to. And it's also something that's handy for me personally to be able to remember episodes in the future. For example, episode 78 with Clay Collins from Lead Pages, or episode 51 from Tim Ferriss, you know, things like that. But more than anything, in your intro, you want to make sure that people know that they're in the right spot, and you share your personality. You want yourself to be there. And it doesn't matter what kind of show you have, having your personality come out and being confident and being excited gets the listeners excited, right? That's really, really important, because people will stop listening to your show if they feel like they're not listening to anything worthwhile or they're just not getting any energy from you. So it's really important to do that. A couple things you can do is actually stand up while you record your episodes. I do that myself too, and it really adds to the energy levels, even on a subconscious level, people listening on the other end. They just feel like you're there, engaged with them in conversation, and are actively listening to you at that point. So that's really cool. And then finally, just making it short and sweet. I mean, you can include some personal stuff like I do. You can also make it known that, you know, certain things are happening in your life at that point. But I wouldn't add any fluff. There's a difference between fluff and sort of just things that are happening in your life, right? Fluff might be something like, you know, talking for 10 minutes about what you had for breakfast. You definitely don't want to do that. And honestly, that is something that I've heard on a podcast before. Somebody talking for like 5 to 10 minutes about what they had for breakfast that morning, and they just went off on this tangent, and I obviously stopped listening to that show. Again, go out there, research, listen to other intros, and determine what you like and how you want to adopt your style. Pick royalty-free music if you want to. You don't have to. There's a lot of great podcasts that just go right into what it is that people are going to listen and hear on that episode, or an introduction on who the guest might be before getting into that interview. You know, all those kinds of things. And it's hard for me to record an answer for this episode because I don't want to say, okay, this is how an intro should be. Should be 10 seconds of this, 15 seconds of that, 20 seconds of this, and then you get into your interview. No, that's not how it should be. It should be your own show and the way that you want to create it. But more than anything, make sure that you let people know that they're in the right spot. And then finally, you let people in on your personality and get them excited along with you. So hopefully you're excited to record your episodes, in which case the listener is going to be excited too. So Nara, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. I also mentioned Power Up Podcasting. You can check that out if you want to sign up for the waitlist. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Anais Nin. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Love it. Take care, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.